The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
If you had trouble breathing over the weekend, that was because of the messed up air quality from the wildfires burning across our area thanks to the super dry conditions over the last month or so. The good news is that the health advisory that was put in place yesterday has been lifted for the city. As for the forecast going forward, not so helpful.
We finally got some much-needed rain overnight, but it's not enough to dent our ongoing drought around the tri-state. Most places picked up a quarter of an inch of rain or less, and with a gusty breeze picking up today in the wake of this feature, it's going to dry out fairly quickly. Unfortunately, the air mass is going to dry out even more tonight as it remains breezy, and with gusty winds tomorrow, the risk of brush fires will become quite high once again. And going forward for the remainder of the week and into the weekend, there is very little opportunity for rain around the area, which will continue to worsen our drought.
As of yesterday evening, the Jennings Creek Fire, which is spread across some 3,000 acres in Passaic County, New Jersey, and Orange County, New York, was only 10% contained. Jeremy Ulroyd of the Forest Ranger Department of Conservation says this situation has been very unusual for this area.
We haven't had a fall fire season like this in New York since 2002. Something to this magnitude as far as the dry drought conditions that we're currently experiencing.
Well, the Jennings Creek fire has been deadly, claiming the life of Dariel Vasquez, an 18-year-old Parks and Recreation aide who was helping to put it out. Governor Hochul issued a statement expressing her condolences. The Vasquez family has set up a GoFundMe that has so far raised nearly $40,000. On this Veterans Day, the city's Veterans Day Parade steps off at 12:30 this afternoon on 5th Avenue, running from 26th to 47th Streets. You want to watch for street closures along the parade route between Madison and 6th, and buses through that area will be rerouted because of that. The featured service branch for this year's event is the Marine Corps. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
The Grand Marshal, Dakota Meyer, a Marine recognized for his valor in the war in Afghanistan, receiving the Medal of Honor from then-President Obama in 2011 at the age of 23. And at the time, he became the first living Marine to be awarded for his actions in Iraq or Afghanistan. 1010 Wind spoke with Army veteran Robert Laosa, who served in Vietnam. He talks about the toll that it took on him.
It was rough. It was rough those 2 years, believe me. I was 175 pounds when I went in the Army, right? I came back 130, like 40 pounds of bones. I walked in, my mother started crying and crying. What did they do to this guy?
Organizers tell us some 25 floats and at least 20,000 marchers will be all part of this year's parade. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on 5th Avenue.
Well, tomorrow is the day we expect to hear from Judge Juan Merchan on whether he will drop Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the Stormy Daniel hush money case. Trump's lawyers have argued that it should happen because of the Supreme Court decision in July that gave presidents broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Trump was a private citizen at the time of the crimes in 2016 and was campaigning for president when his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid Daniels the money to keep quiet about her and Trump's alleged tryst. Trump, however, was president when he repaid Cohen and then falsely logged the transactions as legal expenses. Several passengers on board a Q32 bus in Queens injured when their driver suffered a medical episode and lost control.
A driver's worst nightmare on Queens Boulevard, the strip known for its bustling traffic. The 51-year-old MTA bus driver struck a fence, smashing into four parked cars. Gavin says he saw the aftermath as he clocked in at Verizon just across the street from the crash.
Growing up, it was literally called like Queens Boulevard was a boulevard of death. Going to school, like, because I went like a few blocks down for high school, we were always told like, look both ways, like, don't even bother try crossing sometimes, just stay on like one side, you know, like, but yeah, it's always extremely congested, you know, like you really have to like be aware.
And FDNY says one person suffered severe but non-life-threatening injuries. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Queens Boulevard.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.